Good morning. What's going on? It's McKinsey, producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl, intern Chloe Money. Okay, I want you guys to be very, very honest. Real life scenario here. So a man in Maine, he found $10,000 cash. He was driving down the road. He saw what he thought was a pile of debris. Turned out it was money, honey. He prompted. He was like, ah, as you would be. I mean, if you found that kind of loot. Here's the thing. He returned it. He turned it in to authorities. Okay, I want to go around the room here. Be very honest. Would you return the money? You find 10 grand. It's cash, probably untraceable. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, let's start with that producer Porkchop. Would you return it?
Yeah, obviously. Of course I would return it.
You would return all of it to the police.
Not even, you wouldn't keep $1,000.
No, I'm 100% sure that if when I turned it in, that whoever, you know, it was, once they go to the police and claim it, they'd be like, oh, who was the person that found this money? And I would probably get the $1,000 the right way.
No, I doubt it.
How do you know? $10,000.
Unless they're millionaires, that could be someone having $10 million that they're putting down for like a down payment on their house. Just because someone loses $10,000 doesn't mean they're automatically rich and they're willing to lose dollars of it.
That is very true. You would hope doing the right thing, you would be rewarded. So his name is Raynard Grover, and he found the bag of money and it was like kind of spilled out. And the thing was, he got anxiety. He was like, I panicked. Okay, here's the deal. I guess I would think this is probably a drug deal or it was attached to something bad. So in that sense, I might panic because I think someone's going to come after me to find their bag of money. That's the only reason you should turn it in, but it would be so hard.
See, I think initially I was like, I'm definitely keeping maybe like 3,000 of it, 5,000 of it, returning the other half, because there's no proof that there was $10,000 to begin with.
Or if someone goes and says, hey, I lost it, you could say, oh, the only thing I left on the road.
Right, exactly. And so you could keep some money for yourself. That was my first thing. But after Mackenzie saying, you know, it could belong to some drug dealer, saying,
yeah,
I've done way too many Murder Mondays to put myself in that dangerous of a situation, I'm returning all of it just for the fact that I don't want to be featured on the next Murder Monday.
Liv has totally flipped. She was like, 100% I'm keeping it. Now she's like, I'm giving it back.
Because if you even mention like murder, I'm like, I am out. That's it. I will do anything. What about Chloe Money?
Yeah, we got to get Chloe Money in the mix.
She has money in her name.
Chloe Money.
Are you keeping it?
You're driving down the road. You think it's debris. You think it's leaves. Cash. Stone cold cash. You need the money. Would you return it all? Would you take a portion for yourself or keep it?
So what I would do is return it, because that's shady cash on the side of the road. But I'm pretty sure if you like hand money into the police and you find it and nobody claims it, they give it back to you. So
what?
You're doing a good
thing.
This
is a game changer.
Karma could help you out in the end.
How is Chloe the youngest person and the only one on the show that knows this?
It's Joe and McKinsey on Radio Now.
Your tea is coming up next. Huge award for Lizzo. Plus, Kelly Ripa admits the plastic surgery that she's had.